That's Buddy in Greenwood.
Hey, Hawk, it is such an honor. It is such an honor to get to talk, a chance to talk to you. Growing up here in Mississippi, we got to see you on Mid-South Wrestling and then you Georgia Championship Wrestling, and I also could walk outside, turn the antenna by hand, and pick up Memphis, and I seen you in Memphis. And I'm a big mark of the Road Warriors, I tell you.
You got a mark the people that are, that's not even a good term. You're just a fan, and I appreciate it. Like I said, you know, that's a great thing to hear, to know that you're be able to make, you know, somebody, that's what this business is about, is making somebody happy, making them get out of their seat, making them have a reaction. You know, every wrestling move has been done. What I like to do is talk. You know, I had my fun doing interviews. That was my fun.
And you used to cut, we were talking about this, so you cut hella promos. They were, I mean, great, and they're legendary.
Well, you know, I had a great school teacher who I remember on a like, page, I wrote an essay, and I got like a B+ because I started out a couple paragraphs. Well, and so she said, you're never supposed to start a sentence with the word well. Well, of course, I had to go against the grain. I've been saying well ever since.
Well, Reagan did that, so you're in good company.
I hope I don't get Alzheimer's.
When you were with Bill Watts, can you give me a little idea of what year it was? Was it any during 81? 83 and 85.
Yeah,
that was some of the most fruitful years there.
Dad, I don't think so, though.
Yeah. Well,
he was a head case.
He was another screamer. I guess he was ruling him like a military sergeant or something.
Yeah, he thought he was a head coach for I don't know what, the Olympic team or something.
He, Bill Watts is a good personal friend of mine. He's coming to Greenwood, Mississippi.
He's a hard driver, I'm telling you. The guy he's like a military drill instructor.
Yeah, well, he's coaching me. He's motivating me. He's trying to help me in my life. I'm a person with a learning disability, and I'm wanting to help people in the community overcome some of the things that we suffer down here in the Delta, which happens to do with the school systems. So Bill's coming in September the 5th for a big autograph signing session. He and I are going to get face to face, and I may be able to talk him into doing a couple of reunion shows for charity here in the next year.
Doing anything good, anything for charity is commendable. You know that.
Well, we need computers in the school system. See, I use a computer that reads right off the internet. I'm dyslexic.
My computer. I don't even know how to use a damn thing.
Well, I'm good at computers. I can't read a thing out of a book and understand it, but I can. My computer reads the sheets to me. If I want to learn something about a TV, I just go to a website that tells me, and my computer reads it right to me like it's talking to me. And that.
I want to ask him something, and this is something you would know about too. But Hawk and I were talking about probably one of the most beloved people in the business in this country, in Japan. And that's Bruiser Brody, who, of course, started out for Leroy McGurk and then had a history with Watts. But you were saying that he'd taken you under his wing. You guys had a real good friendship.
Yeah, he was great to us in Japan. And, you know, the thing they were trying to get towards eventually would have happened, except for what happened, the tragedy of his loss down in Puerto Rico. We all know what happened there. Was that him and Stan Hansen were the short, they were about 6-7 years ahead of us. They were the Road Warriors of their time, and we were the Road Warriors of our time, and they were still, you know, Stan Hansen's still a freight train. To this day, he'll knock your, you know what, into the dirt. So, you know, the natural was to put us against them. Unfortunately, it never happened, but he was a great friend, and I loved it.
Any ribs or road stories? I mean, because you know, we all know, if the promoters tried to pull something, I mean, Frank, you know, didn't take crap from anybody.
No, Frank would just choke you.
Can I?
Nobody messed with Frank. Frank was exactly perfect. He taught me a lot of things, like this one. Like 5 minutes before your match, and if you're the last match and you're the main event, and you're not agreeable with me, maybe your payout is because you think the promoter's kind of a meathead, you just tell him, guess what, I don't think I want to wrestle. And if you're independent, they might have to pay him more. You know what? Sock it to them, brothers, because you got to these guys out there. If you, whatever you're making, they're making 10 times more.
Can I tell you a funny story about Frank?
Go right ahead.
in Greenville, Mississippi, at the Calumet Skating Rink building, one of the buildings historically from the 60s through the 70s. It was ran by a little bald-headed guy, stood about probably 4'3", and he had a thing against people with long hair. This is like 1970, 71. I started letting my hair grow long. He had a skating ring in the daytime, and at nighttime he'd wrestle. I never will forget. He kicked me out for skating, but that night I came in to watch wrestling, and Frank had hair down his back, and I said, "You can't kick him out."
Yeah, but he didn't say anything either.
No, he didn't say anything.
Thank you for that call. I want to finish up with Hawk because he's been gracious to stay so long, and we got just a couple minutes left.
Appreciate both of you. All right, that was the great legendary Hawk of the Road Warriors on the Mike Leno Show.